This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Tai Pawb is a charity promoting equality in housing in Wales. A new survey is hoping to explore the experience of blind and partially sighted people in privately rented and social housing. Joining me now is PRS Champions Manager at Tai Pawb, Anna Tui. Anna, thanks for speaking to us today.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
And Anna, help us to understand the housing situation in Wales at the moment. What's it like for blind and partially sighted people in this type of accommodation?
Well, we heard a Radio 4 piece that was actually about England, hearing about the experiences of visually impaired people and how they face barriers and challenges and discrimination when trying to find housing, and then also experiencing problems with the quality of that housing. We were interested in the picture in Wales and if people in Wales were also kind of experiencing this. So we sent out a survey and we spoke to some people, and what we were finding was that visually impaired people were sometimes kind of finding that landlords were unwilling to rent to them if they had a guide dog. It was clear from our survey and our conversations that there was confusion about the role of guide dogs and about landlords' duties under the Equality Act not to discriminate against people with guide dogs. Some landlords were seeing guide dogs as pets, and were saying, we don't take tenants with pets, when obviously a guide dog is a service dog and is not a pet. So this was really concerning to us to see that there was this confusion and a blanket ban in some cases for tenants with guide dogs. Other people described a situation where they might have a guide dog, which then retires, and despite having had no problems in the rental, that person is then asked to leave because the guide dog has retired. So even if the landlord had been happy to have that guide dog in the property, so, you know, the person would then later be asked to leave when the dog retired. So a lot of people have told us about issues with this.
And the information that will be gathered from the service, how will that be used in the future?
We use this information to inform all of our work. The project that I'm working on at the moment is looking at what training and information we can do with landlords and agents across Wales about their duties under the Equality Act. So it's about understanding people's experiences and then using that to feed that into training information with landlords.
How can people sign up to take part in the survey?
So we have a webpage, taipawb.org/PRS, PRS being private rented sector. On there you can find out all about our work, links to our training, and there's also a link to access the survey as well if you have an experience that you'd like to share.
And is there a closing date to sign up and get involved?
There isn't, no. This project is running for another 3 years, so there's plenty of time to get involved and to find out about our work.
And what have you heard so far from respondents you've spoken to?
So thinking about private renting, demand for private rentals is extremely high. Landlords are in a position where they can be very selective about who they rent to. And what we're hearing is that for people with disabilities, so including people with visual impairments, it is very, very difficult for them to find a place to rent. One couple in Wales we spoke to, when they received a no-fault eviction and had to find another place to rent, they actually were turned away from every single letting agency that they approached. Now, it's very difficult for them to know exactly why that was, but they did say that on the occasions where they mentioned that they had a guide dog, they would receive a, I'm sorry, we don't have pets reply. And they also described if they then pointed out that that was illegal, they had such a negative reaction that they were then afraid of kind of talking about that. So this is really, really shocking for us to hear.
And what form does the survey take? Is it a form to fill in? Is it a telephone interview? Is it a group discussion?
It's a short online text survey, but within that you have the option to leave your details and request a phone back. You can choose for it to be completely anonymous, or you can choose to leave your details.
Anna Tui, PRS Champions Manager at Tai Pawb, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.